Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
The fight for the right to life is not the cause of a special few, but the cause of every man, woman, and child who cares not only about his or her own family, but the whole family of man. So said the incomparable Dr. Mildred Faye Jefferson often throughout her four decades of activism in the Right to Life movement, the first African-American woman to graduate Harvard Medical School. Dr. Jefferson became an eloquent and tireless leader of National Right to Life and the entire Right to Life movement. We dedicate today's program to Dr. Jefferson as we kick off our month-long look at four courageous and steadfast pro-life pioneers in the African-American community as our contribution to Black History Month. We are exceedingly proud to recognize some of these pioneers within our movement who have toiled in the fields with us. The Right to Life movement has recognized that abortions are much higher in the Black community, and some very special individuals have worked to bring this information to light. These Black pro-life pioneers have actively worked to protect all children, but have sought to bring to light the particular dangers of abortion to the Black community. And every Wednesday this month, we're dedicating Pro-Life Perspective to looking back at some of these pioneers of our movement, their accomplishments, and the inspiration we can draw from their life's work. Born in Texas in 1927, Dr. Mildred Faye Jefferson broke barriers at virtually every turn. She earned a bachelor's degree from Texas College and a master's from Tufts University before going on to graduate from Harvard Medical in 1951. As a Black female doctor, Dr. Jefferson has broken many barriers, and her career is certainly full of accomplishments. She has been honored by many for being a pioneer in the field. She is also known for her interest in medical ethics and the law. But Dr. Jefferson's work in the Right to Life movement will be her most lasting legacy. She was a founder of both Massachusetts Citizens for Life and National Right to Life, and served three terms as NRLC president. She served on our board until her death in October 2010. She was a powerful advocate for Black women and their unborn children, stating that, quote, "no one can predict what physical effect abortion will have on a girl or woman." In 2000, Dr. Jefferson announced an ad campaign in Massachusetts aimed at countering the pro-death agenda of an international conference on assisted suicide that was held in Boston that year. Dr. Jefferson eloquently stated, quote, "As Massachusetts stood like a beacon for liberty against slavery in the 19th century, let Massachusetts stand as a beacon for life against euthanasia in the 21st century. This is the last place where the cynical social killing agenda of the death peddlers should be advocated." In an era where being a woman and being Black placed the odds against her, Dr. Jefferson accomplished many great goals. And in an era where being pro-life put her at odds with the trend, Dr. Jefferson stood firm in her convictions, helped to raise up an entire movement, and worked to protect life. It is because of great leaders like Dr. Jefferson that we have always remained confident that the future of the movement is bright. Leaders like Dr. Jefferson spoke the truth and paved the way for today's pro-life movement. Her work and the work of others in the early years of the movement helped to make advances in protecting the right to life of all Black Americans, as well as Americans from different ethnic and racial backgrounds. We are ever grateful that Dr. Jefferson had the strength of character to put her beliefs into action. Join us again next week when we look at the life of a former NRLC communications director who rose to become one of the most highly placed African-American women in the administration of George W. Bush, Mrs. Kay Coles James. And as always, visit ProLifePerspective.com for the latest information, including resource links.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.